If you've been, Googling anything lately, you have absolutely noticed the shift.
Oh, yeah. It's impossible to miss.
Right. You type a question into the search bar, hit enter, and instead of getting that familiar comforting page of 10 blue links, there's just this massive block of text sitting right at the very top of your screen.
An AI-generated answer.
Exactly. Those traditional blue links are basically dead. I mean, they are being pushed down, sometimes entirely off the screen.
Yeah, the rules of online visibility have completely transformed, like right under our feet.
For sure. And today, our mission is to dissect a 2026 blog post by STC Tech. It's titled Top 5 Generative AI Search Engine Optimization Agencies in 2026.
Right, because we're moving from traditional SEO to GEO,
Yeah.
generative engine optimization.
Yes, and we're going to unpack what GEO actually is, why traditional SEO is no longer enough, and really break down the top five agencies pioneering this space right now.
And honestly, looking at who they serve and how they do it is fascinating.
Okay, let's unpack this because the sheer scale of what we are dealing with here in 2026, it's staggering. We are way past the future trends phase.
Oh, totally. Just look at the raw adoption metrics in the post. I mean, ChatGPT currently has over 800 million weekly active users.
Wow, 800 million.
Yeah. And Google's Gemini has actually surpassed 750 million monthly users.
That's wild.
And those AI overviews, the text blocks pushing down your organic results, they're showing up in at least 16% of all Google searches now.
So that 16% is essentially the new baseline.
Right. It's the new normal.
But what really jumps out of the data, especially if you're like trying to sell a product or service online, is the conversion rate.
The SEMrush data.
Yeah, SEMrush data from July 2025 shows that LLM traffic, large language model traffic, yields a 4.4 times better conversion rate compared to organic search.
Four times better. That is massive.
And AI-referred web sessions are growing at 527% year over year. SEMrush is actually predicting that LLM traffic will entirely surpass traditional Google search by 2028.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it really represents a fundamental shift from just keyword matching to prompt comprehension.
Okay, what does that mean in practice?
Well, users aren't just searching for options anymore. They're literally asking the AI to make the final decision for them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so instead of searching plumbers near me and reading 10 websites, they say, "Who is the most reliable commercial plumber in my zip code?"
And the AI just gives them the answer.
Exactly. The AI acts as the judge. And if your brand isn't part of that output, you essentially don't exist to this huge audience.
It's like traditional SEO is sort of like standing on a crowded street, just throwing your business flyers at everyone walking by, hoping someone picks yours up.
That's a great way to put it.
But GEO is more like finding the town's single most trusted advisor, sitting them down, and convincing them to personally recommend your business to anyone who asks.
Yes, because the AI is that trusted advisor now.
Okay, but I have to stop you there and play the skeptic for a
Yeah,
second.
fair enough. Go for it.
Wait a minute, isn't this just traditional SEO with a fancy, trendy new name slapped on it so agencies can charge more? I mean, really?
I get that skepticism, I really do. But no, it's actually fundamentally different.
How so?
Traditional SEO is entirely about your own website's architecture, getting inbound links, domain authority, keyword density.
Right, trying to rank your own page.
Exactly. But GEO is about citation potential. It's about forcing an AI to view your brand as a factual entity across the entire web, not just on your site.
Okay, so what are the actual mechanics of that? How does a GEO agency actually do this?
Well, the post outlines a few key differences. First is AI visibility audits.
So not just checking for broken links.
Right. They're evaluating your directory placements, running sentiment analysis. Like, what is the internet's emotional tone when it talks about your brand?
Because the AI reads context, not just keywords.
Exactly. Then there's AI readable content. This is about precise keyword positioning and heavy use of schema markup.
Oh, schema.
Yeah, schema is basically structured data. It's like putting a digital barcode on your content so AI crawlers can easily digest your pricing, your features, your location without having to guess.
You're just spoon-feeding the AI the exact facts.
Basically, yeah. And that ties into the third mechanic, cross-platform brand building. AI engines want to see consensus.
Right, they don't just take your website's word for it.
Exactly. They trust third-party sites. So getting reviews on Reddit, G2, or Capterra is critical because AI engines heavily cite those specific
Oh,
platforms.
wow. So if I have a great website, but nobody is talking about me on Reddit, ChatGPT might just ignore me.
Pretty much. Which leads to the final mechanic, tracking AI share of voice. You're no longer tracking being number one on Google. You're tracking how often and how favorably you get mentioned in ChatGPT or Perplexity outputs.
Wow. Good. Go. Knowing those mechanics is great, but executing that sounds incredibly complex.
It is. It's a huge undertaking.
Which brings us to the actual companies leading the charge right now. Let's look at the top five agencies from the SBC Tech post, starting with the ones taking a hybrid or content-heavy approach.
Yeah, SBC Tech themselves are a great example of the hybrid approach.
Right, blending traditional SEO with AI-first strategies.
Exactly. They know traditional search hasn't dropped to zero yet. So for their main audience, which is mostly e-commerce businesses and SMBs, they cover both bases.
And they have verified partnerships with, like, Google, Amazon, Walmart, Shopify, TikTok.
Which is brilliant for e-commerce. Mm. If you sell a coffee maker, they optimize that product's entity across all those different ecosystems, so the AI sees it everywhere.
Okay, so that's SBC Tech. But then you have Minutia, and their approach is totally different.
Completely different. Minutia focuses exclusively on B2B SaaS app brands.
And big ones, right? Like over $10 million in ARR.
Yes, very high-end. And they don't even treat GEO as a separate service. They treat it as the ultimate evolution of content marketing. They use proprietary AI tools and rigorous human review to build massive content ecosystems. They want their clients to be the foundational training data for the AI.
So they just outpublish everyone else with ultra-high quality stuff.
Exactly.
Now here's where it gets really interesting. Omniscient Digital.
Oh, yes! The heavy hitters.
Yeah, founded by former HubSpot and Shopify marketing leaders. And their starting price point is like $10,000 a month.
It's premium for sure. They serve clients like SAP, Adobe, Jasper.
And they use this methodology they call surround sound SEO. I love this concept.
It's fascinating. How would you describe it?
Well, it's like political canvassing, right? You don't just want the voter to see your sign on their own lawn. You want them to see it on their neighbor's lawn, then at the local diner, then at the grocery store.
Right.
You want to create this brand ubiquity across all these third-party lists and reviews until your brand feels like the only logical choice.
That's exactly it. High-level B2B SaaS needs that editorial authority because AI models are literally trained to seek out consensus.
So if Omniscient puts your brand on 10 different authority sites, the AI statistically has to cite you.
Mathematically, yes. They engineer that consensus.
That's brilliant. But okay, what about the other end of the spectrum? The agency's treating this purely as an engineering and data science problem.
Right, leaving the content ecosystems behind and going full technical. That's Gen Optima.
Yeah, let's talk about them. They target Fortune 500 and enterprise brands, right?
Yep. They use a highly technical approach. Entity modeling and RAG optimization delivered through their Geno system.
Okay, RAG optimization, what is that exactly?
It stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. Think of a standard AI model like a student taking a closed book test. It only knows what it was trained on.
Okay, makes sense.
RAG essentially gives the AI an open book test. Gen Optima feeds their clients specific updated facts directly into the AI's real-time reasoning process before it answers the user.
Oh, wow. And that allows them to use that crazy pricing model, right?
The RAG model, yes. Results as a service.
They literally bill based on AI visibility outcomes, not hours worked.
Yeah. And the post notes, they documented a 90.9% AI recommendation rate across 1,500 outputs.
Wait. If an agency only gets paid when an AI recommends you, does that fundamentally change the risk dynamic for big enterprise brands?
This raises an important question, right? Tying revenue directly to citations is a massive evolution from traditional retainer models.
It really is.
You're paying for guaranteed outcomes. It requires immense confidence in their proprietary Geno technology.
Absolutely. Okay, and finally, we have the original pioneer of the space. First Page Sage.
Yeah, you can't talk about GEO without them. They launched the first formal GEO service way back on May 9th, 2023.
That's like light years ago in AI time.
Seriously. And because they were early, they have this massive research foundation. They mapped over 11,000 generative AI queries.
Wow, 11,000.
Yeah, to understand exactly how the engines formulate commercial recommendations. And they focus on thought leadership for complex B2B, med tech, and law firms.
Clients like Salesforce and Logitech.
Right. Because in highly regulated fields, the AI is cautious. First Page Sage uses their query data to reverse engineer the exact trust signals the AI needs to confidently cite a medical or legal brand.
Okay, so you've got SBC Tech's hybrid model for SMBs, Minutia, and Omniscient dominating SaaS content. GenOptima using data science and RADIS for enterprise, and First Page Sage leveraging historical data for regulated industries.
That's the landscape.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now?
Well, the search paradigm has undeniably shifted. We've moved from links to direct answers.
Completely.
Your customers are already asking AI for recommendations right now, today. Okay. And you have to ask yourself, is your brand showing up in those answers?
Because adapting to GEO is no longer optional. It's survival. But, you know, there's one final thing to think about here.
Oh, what's that?
If every major brand successfully hires a top-tier GEO agency and perfectly optimizes their entity data, their schema, their cross-platform mentions, how will the AI models eventually decide who to recommend when everyone is equally optimized? Oh, wow. It's just a giant tie.
Right. Will AI platforms have to introduce pay-to-play recommendations to break the tie? Are we basically going to reinvent the traditional ads model we were trying to escape?
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
But totally plausible. We might just end up buying AI real estate instead of Google Ads.
It's highly likely.
Well, that is definitely something for you to mull over as this space evolves. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the SPC Tech dossier and the wild new frontier of search. We will see you next time.